I was wondering when you were going to call. How did the visit to the fertility clinic go? I'm so glad you went in. It'll be such a relief if they can find out why we're having so much trouble. So, how did it go? Wait, you're still in the room? Your appointment was at 1. You've been in there for almost an hour. It isn't working? Sweetie, all you have to do is find some porn and masturbate into a little cup. Then they'll test it. It's pretty painless. I know you know that, but you're acting like it's a big deal or something. Wait. Wait. Performance anxiety. It's just masturbating into a little cup, honey. How hard can it be? Okay. Sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. It's just, you never have this kind of trouble when I'm around. Okay, no. I get it. It's pretty awkward trying to masturbate in a doctor's office. So, are you asking for help? I thought so. Well, honey, I'm at the office. You sure you want me to help? I mean, someone could overhear. You're so bad. Well, you know I'd do anything for you, sweetie. I can think of a few ways I can help. Maybe a little kinky phone sex from your naughty lady. Would you like that? Yeah? You know, I think the best way to do it is to be a little bossy. I mean, you haven't been able to take care of it yourself. So I'm going to have to take over, aren't I? Oh. Now, don't be that way. All you have to do is follow my instructions, and we'll get you coming like a good boy. Aw, you don't like me calling you that? But I want you to be my good boy. Because good boys just might get special rewards. Wouldn't that be nice? Your hot sperm spurting inside me to make me pregnant? Oh, of course I want that, sweetie. I want everyone who looks at me to know from how big my belly has gotten that my good boy fucked me hard and knocked me up. And that's why I want you to put your hand on your cock and start stroking it for me. 'Cause you know, it's important to get very, very hard for me, don't you? Good boy. I knew you'd follow instructions. Just keep stroking it up and down for now. Up and down. You can tease the ridge of your cockhead with your fingers if you like. That's a good boy. As a reward, I'm gonna tease my pussy too. You know how much I love your cock, don't you? I love its shape and size. I love the sound you make when it's touched and sucked and fucked. Oh, I love having it inside me, inside of my mouth, touching my skin, leaking onto me. Oh, and you know where I really love thinking about you getting me pregnant, fucking me until I have a baby. Oh, if I was there. Would you be my good boy and let me have it? I knew you'd say yes. You act like you don't like being my good boy, but you obey me so willingly. I wish I was there. You know how hard it is for me to stop myself from getting on my knees when I see your cock? If I was there, I'd have it hard right away, wouldn't I? How? By nuzzling it against my cheek and slowly, teasingly nibbling my lips around it. I know you like to see my lips wrapped around your cock. Is it hard yet? Oh, I knew you could do it. Good boy. Are you still rubbing it for me? Oh, will you squeeze it for me? Squeeze it tightly. Move your hand over your head and rub the base with your thumb. That's what my tongue would be doing if I was with you, honey. Imagine me there, on my knees, looking up at you. A string of drool on my chin from sucking your cock. Honey, and do you know what I would say? You do. Good. There's so many things I could say to you. I could beg you to fuck my face. Baby, will you fuck my face? Grab my hair and pound into my mouth. Oh, please, baby. Or I could beg you to fuck me. Baby, please fuck my ass. My ass needs to be fucked by your cock. It's aching to be filled, please. Would you like that? I knew you would. Oh shit, someone's coming. Keep it hard for me, baby. I'll be right back. Hi, Meg. What's going on? Okay, tell him I'll call him in about an hour. But he needs to pull the files we'll need and email Steve about it. Alright, thanks, Meg. Baby, I'm back. Have you been a good boy and stayed hard for me? Oh, I knew you'd be a good boy and keep it hard. The whole time Meg was in here, I had my hands between my legs, imagining you in that room, jerking your cock to my voice like a good boy. Oh, it gets me so wet. But I was about to tell you what I would say if I was on my knees right in front of you right now, wasn't I? Do you want to hear? Yeah? Good. Because you know what I'd say. I'd look up at you and stare into your eyes and say, baby, please knock me up. Please put your cock in me and come as deep as you can. Please, baby, I want to feel your sperm flooding into my pussy. Oh, I want you to impregnate me. Please? Oh, I want you to make me pregnant. I want you to fuck me and use me and treat me like your little slutty toy till I have a baby in my belly. Please, baby? You're close? Oh, do you like me talking so nasty? Yeah? Should I do it more? Should I ask you to come for me? Should I tell you how wet I am? Oh, honey. I'm so fucking wet. I might just come at my desk. You know what I really want is your cock. I want you to knock me up. Make me into your little baby factory. Oh, I want you to. I want you to do it, baby, please. Oh, fuck. I want to have your baby. Oh, fuck. Be a good boy and come for me. Come. Come for me so you can get me pregnant. Do it. Come. Come for me, baby. I'm gonna come too. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I can't believe I masturbated in the office. I could get fired. But I'd do anything for you, baby. Did you come? Did you fill that little cup up for me? What? Oh, honey, after all that, you missed the cup?